What's up, everybody? I am Travesty.
And I'm Cartoon Joe.
And welcome back to another episode of This Freaking Show. It is the weekly podcast with a little bit of something and a whole lot of nothing. The same weekly podcast that is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got them all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, check out their amazing store, fill up your cart with all their amazing comics. When you go to checkout, use discount code FREAKNET, that's F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T, you'll save 10% on your entire order. Not only that, they currently got a multi-purchase discount where if you buy more than one comic at a time, you can save an additional 10% on top of our 10% off discount, plus free shipping. That is not just at the website, however, that is also at eBay, and you can find the link to their homepage at CarterComics.com. I have an issue with myself that I don't think it's an issue, but maybe it's an everyday thing, or I don't know. I'm hoping I don't have this issue because I'm fooling myself or not. But I have a really hard time of staring at the camera, knowing that I'm right there, and I kind of want to look at myself from time to time. But like when I sit here and I edit these videos and I put everything together, it's always weird because it always seems like I'm looking down and away at something, but really it's just me. You know.
So what I do is I just I put the video up by the camera on my desktop. So that I can I look right at it. But I'm on a laptop, so it makes it easy to do that.
Like, so you minimize the screen and just kind of put it, like, up in the top middle?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, see, I use my whole screen.
Yeah, and I also, I mean, it helps, too, that I'm wearing sunglasses, so you can't really see where my eyes are.
You know, I did notice, I never noticed it until, I think, yesterday. Which you have been wearing those glasses on videos and stuff for quite some time.
Right, pretty much since the beginning, I think.
I've never noticed the video. You're wearing those glasses over your regular glasses, and I never noticed it until we finished recording and you took glasses off and there were more glasses. I'm like, what? I mean, I got these glasses over here. I mean, I don't know. You can see that yet. I don't know if that would really work. But
yeah, not quite.
No. I don't know. I chose to wear glasses today just so I give my eyes some breathing because of the contacts and everything. It's weird though because when you go to the eye doctor and everything, and I get my prescription checked and my eye exam and all this stuff, and they always tell me that like, oh, okay, your prescription changed. We got to update it a little bit, and I get new contacts with a new prescription. These are the same glasses I've had and used since, like, 2012, maybe 2010.
Wild.
And I can see just fine with them, you know? So it's like, so I don't know why my prescription keeps changing, but apparently the glasses, they really don't. And it's also weird because these glasses have, like, a, they tint in sunlight and stuff.
Oh, nice. They're transition lenses.
There, thank you. Yeah, so I'm waiting for that to happen with this new light I have here and everything. So it shouldn't, but I mean, who knows? Sometimes it does, but what's new, Joe?
What is new? Oh man, it's not actually horrible news, but I have horrible news.
Actual horrible news. But it's horrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know what it is, but go for it.
You want to guess?
I'm going to assume it's a shirt.
Oh, no.
Oh, thankfully
not that bad.
It's not that. Okay. Okay. So it's not that bad. You know, let me work through this. What's 1 to 10 scale of this? So if it's not a shirt on a scale of 1 to 10, is it how much better? How much worse is it? Like, 1 being more, like, 1 being better or 10 being worse?
Gotcha. It is a completely different category from a shirt. And so yeah, I would feel like I want to put it near 1.
Near 1. Okay. You ran out. Ooh, your coffee maker broke.
No. Oh, thank God, no.
No. You ran out of coffee.
No, I'm good on coffee. You're getting close in some ways.
You broke your coffee mug.
No, thankfully.
Well, I'm talking about the skull one, the cool one.
Oh, no, that one's here, too.
Your water's not working, so you have to use toilet water.
Getting colder.
Oh, colder? Yeah. Is something broken?
No.
Okay.
Something ran out.
Your coffee ran out?
Nope.
Lady Science ran out?
No.
Oh.
That'd be way worse than a shark.
That'd be so much worse than a shark. Your life would be a shard at that point.
That's true.
An unexpected shitty moment. That's the definition of a shard. Yes. Next season. Next season. Sharp moments. Sharp. Unexpected shitty moments. We're going to have sharp moments.
All right.
Okay. Perfect. Funny. You ran out of clean underwear.
No.
And clean pants.
Nope.
Is it clothing?
Nope.
Is it edible?
No.
Oh. Did your cat run away?
Nope.
Okay. But did you run out of something?
Yes.
And it's not edible?
No.
And it's not clothing?
No. It's not even physical.
Did you run out of time?
No.
Okay, I give up. I don't know.
I ran out of I ran out of One Piece. I finished it. I got caught up to the series.
Oh, the show. Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Well. Was it like, so did you finish it because there wasn't as much left as you expected, or you had enough time on your hands?
I would not say that I had enough time on my hands, but I did finish it. I've been in a funk for basically this whole year, and so rather than doing the things I need to do, I've been watching a lot of One Piece.
I gotcha.
I got to one point where I actually ran out of episodes that had been dubbed into English, and I thought for sure that I was not going to be able to tolerate I prefer dubs to subs.
Yes.
For those who know what that means. I decided to try one of the subtitled ones and was like, okay, that's not so bad. And so the next thing I knew, I finished all the subtitled ones. So now I've watched 1,094 episodes of this fucking show.
It is
updated. I actually, a new episode dropped on Netflix today. I have not seen that one yet. But now I'm week to week like everyone else.
One episode dropped?
Yep. They're doing a weird thing where because they have the live action, they have made a deal with the studio that produces the animated one.
Yeah.
And they have the first 600 or so episodes, maybe 700 episodes of the dubbed. And then they jumped forward to current. And they're doing it. It's just subtitled, but they're weekly. It's coming out on Netflix.
Yeah. And that's weird because I know Hulu and Disney do the episodic thing. Usually Netflix is kind of like a drop this season and, you know, have at it and everything. I know in 2025, I believe it's January of 2025. I should know this, but I think January 2025, Monday Night Raw for WWE is actually going to Netflix.
Wow.
What's that share? You could double check it, but I think it's like a $1 billion contract or some shit for like over the course of the next 10 years that Monday Night Raw is going to be on Netflix. And that's going to be a weekly live show on Netflix.
Nice.
So I didn't know that Netflix was doing that with anyone else, but it is pretty cool.
Yeah. And they are, for the old episodes, they are releasing them like a big chunk at a time, like every 3 or 4 months?
$5 billion.
Wow.
So Netflix, I guess, I don't know if they can start buying the rights for Monday Night Raw or whatever, but they're paying $5 billion to air Monday Night Raw for the next decade. So from 2025 to 2035. And to be honest with you, I'm really, really happy about it because the moment that happens, I could get rid of cable, go straight to just internet, and just get a Netflix subscription. Because the only reason I really have cable is because of wrestling. I guess it really just depends on where SmackDown ends up and all that stuff. But honestly, just the world's going to streaming. Why the hell not? I mean, hell, like now you're watching baseball games on Apple TV and stuff. So it's like, but
I just want one-tenth of a percent of that, and I could retire right now.
Would that be the dream?
It'd be the dream. Just $5 million in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Done.
Yeah. Well, speaking of wrestling and speaking of One Piece, Dizzle J wasn't happy with the spoilers from the last episode.
Spoilers?
Yeah, we started talking about One Piece, and then I mentioned Dizzle J is also watching One Piece with his son. So I jokingly said spoilers after we talked about what was happening in One Piece because he hasn't gotten to that point yet.
Sorry, Dizzle J.
He's like, you know, you're supposed to say spoiler before you do the spoils. I'm like, yeah, maybe on your show. I don't want to.
We just say it whenever.
Yeah. As long as I do it, I think it's justified, you know? It's like if somebody trips, it's like, look out for that. Yeah.
But I can't remember. I don't even remember what I spoiled.
Well, sorry. Nah, he's fine. It's like, dude, it's a cartoon. It's whatever. It's fine. He's fine. He's a grown man, for God's sakes. He'll be okay.
This is fantastic. And I did, to be honest with you, I spoiled myself, which is part of why I was just like, I just want to watch it. Yeah. I knew where it was going. There was a particular moment I really wanted to see.
Yeah.
And so I just watched it till I got to that moment and then went, oh, there's only like 10 episodes left in this that's available after this point. So I just finished it. I watched it like 2 times speed, except for the important parts. So it took like not even a day. I don't mean like an 8-hour day. I mean like 4 hours.
Gotcha. Cool. So what are you freaking drinking since you didn't run out of coffee?
Oh, I'm drinking the Electric Brew Company Ethiopian blend.
Solid.
From Elkhart, Indiana. And Ethiopia, I assume. What about you? What are you freaking drinking?
Where is Elkhart, Indiana?
It is
that, northeast corner?
It's like right in the middle. The tip of Lake Michigan like points right at it.
Well, if you remember, we are going to Michigan in September to film some cemetery vlogs.
True.
So maybe we can make a stop on the way back to there.
Ooh, to the coffee place?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We won't be able to do it in the morning because we're going to be leaving my house at like 3 a.m. So I doubt they'll be open by the time we get past it. We might be able to, head on the way back, and who knows, maybe we'll vlog or something. Reach out to them, see if they want us to, come in and vlog for them or something in September.
That'd be interesting.
Because it's a small town shop, right? Or it's a mom and pop shop. It's like, it's not a franchise or anything.
They have multiple locations, but yeah, I think it's just a local company.
Is Elkhart the main location?
I think so. Well, Goshen. They're the same.
Well, look into it. Maybe they'll, welcome us with open arms or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm drinking a lean body protein drink. Thank you for asking.
I did ask.
I didn't hear you. I was too focused on trying to get you free coffee.
Oh, sorry.
yeah.
Was it a good shake?
It's not bad. I I had to stop at the gas station yesterday because I still haven't quit smoking, and I had one left when I left the house, and I figured while I was there, because I did start keto on Monday, I did do that, and remembering how bad keto flu really is, I needed to get some electrolytes and stuff, so I had to get some zero sugar Gatorade. And while I was over there, I was like, you know, I should probably, you know, grab, you know, a protein shake or a protein drink because I need the proteins and stuff. So, and they had like a 2-for-whatever deal. So I grabbed 2 of them and I had one yesterday and one of the Gatorades and had a couple waters. I left them all at the, at work except for this. I was like, you know, this would be a good breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll grab and go. So, yeah. I kick myself every day between May of 2018 and this past Monday on the fact that I did not stick and commit to keto like I was doing at the beginning of 2018. And did we talk about, I think we did. I don't want to have to repeat it if we did.
About how you got to do it for you instead of for a girl?
Thank you. Yeah, so we did talk about that last week. Awesome. Already 7.5 down this week. Just this week alone.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say that it's going to be that way every single week, but at least it's something. You know, and I'm going to work on baby goals, on small goals, little progression goals over the next few days rather than an overall goal at the end and everything. And so I have a goal of all I need to do is lose 0.4 pounds by Monday. That's all I need to do. If I can do that, then I'd reached a baby goal, and I could keep moving forward. We're waking up in the morning, you know, doing the texting and everything. There were a couple of days where I was just so exhausted I didn't get up. Monday, obviously, I messed up my alarm clock, and I think Friday or Thursday I slept. I can't remember. It's weird because for the longest time, even after we were doing the whole texting, waking up and doing all that stuff, there were still moments where I was waking up randomly at 5 a.m. But now that's the plan, my body's like, and we don't want to really do that, do we? I'm like, come on now. So
naturally.
Yeah. So I'm I'm happy. I got a haircut. I got my beard trimmed up. It's not all like scraggly and off to the side and bedheading look and everything as we do these in the morning. I don't like the fact that I don't know if you can see the gray that my life is right now. Yeah.
I mean, no, I can't see it.
Don't lie to me. It's okay. I've accepted it. I don't know if my barber or stylist or whatever you want to call her watches the show, but if you do, I'm sorry for yelling at you. When I got my hair cut, it's not your fault. My hair is going gray. So that's not on you. That's genetics, but, I wasn't really yelling. I was more like, shut the fuck up. Or I don't remember what I said. It was slightly rude, but wasn't mean. It was more of a Travis thing. Just Travis being Travis.
No, I get it. You never realize. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a man thing. I don't know if it's a culture thing. I don't know. It shocked me. Was that I didn't know I cared about my hair until my wife jokingly suggested that my hairline might be receding. And it's not. It's actually not. I've always had a widow's peak. But she said that to me, and I can't remember what I said back to her, but it was not nice.
I remember when I had long hair, and this might be the same thing for you, but I've noticed when my hair gets longer, and obviously, like, you know, wearing hats and everything, I wear a hat every single day. I don't know how often you wear a hat, if at all, outside of podcasting. I really don't know. But I always have my hair pushed back, hat on, and everything. I go about my day. And when I take my hat off, I notice, and I'm going to take my hat off now because I got bed head. We're doing this, you know, at 8 in the morning and everything. If I take my hat off now, my hair looks normal. But when my hair is longer, because it's pushed back, it feels like it's receding because the hair is brushed backwards and everything. And it looks like right. you're displaying, if you will, your forehead. I always knew that in my 30s that my hair was going to go gray. It's just what happens on my mom's side of the family. My dad's side of, I mean, I'd be blessed to have my dad's hair just because he didn't start going gray till like his late 40s, early 50s. But, I mean, that's not for everybody. It's just what it is. You know, they say the genetics is your mom's side. How true it is, I don't know. It's just been an old saying that they say. But I know my grandpa went, you know, gray really early in his life. And I always expected it to happen. Like, I always said to him, you know, by the time I'm 30, I'm probably going to go gray. By the time I'm 31, I'm probably going to go gray. Well, now that I'm heading towards my 35th anniversary of life, which, you know, I explained that. It's not a 35th birthday. It's a 35th celebration of life. Happy anniversary to me. It's finally happening. And you can see a lot of – I didn't notice it until this was trimmed away. And I didn't notice it on the side of my head until that was trimmed away because all the brown hair on top was pretty much covering the sides and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's not like gray on top, just probably like, you know, like little like follicles like here and there. But it's dominant on the side. And obviously you can see it happening in my beard and everything. So I'm not looking forward to it continuing on. But you know what? I'd rather have it and it be gray than it be brown and not having it.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but
although I am getting to the point in my where my hair gets long, where I feel like I would love to shave it off.
Ooh, like go bald.
And so, like, if I was actually starting to bald, I would have no reason not to just be like, all right, embracing it. I'm a bald guy now.
How have you ever shaved your head bald?
Oh yeah, I used to grow it out to long enough to donate, and then I would shave it all off.
Okay.
So usually like once every 2 years.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I can't remember the last time. Like, I can't remember what your hair looks like. Like lengthwise. I mean, the last time I saw you was when we were doing the Elijah Hot Sauce video. So for the life of me, I can't remember what the hell your hair looked like. It didn't seem like it was that long, but obviously it probably grew since then. And I don't know, how often do you get a haircut?
It's been, I think since November this time, not very often, like a couple times a year maximum. I usually let it grow until I can't stand it. And then I get a haircut. But I just lately I don't know. Well, I haven't had time to go get a haircut because I've been watching too much fucking One Piece. I also need an oil change and my tires rotated. It's bad.
Yeah.
On the bright side, I'll have time to do that now.
Yeah, except when you watch that one episode of One Piece a week.
Right.
Yeah. What's with the goatee? Like, is the goatee just a thing that you want to move forward? Or, like how come you don't have a beard, I guess?
I don't remember. Every once in a while, I just can't stand how my hair is on my head, all of it, beard, everything. And so I just need a change. And so I just decided a couple weeks ago, like, I need to shave away from my beard.
Gotcha.
And my wife doesn't like it when I have a mustache because I look too much like my dad, and it freaks her out.
I'd have to disagree with that. I don't think you resemble your dad in any way.
I agree. But I hear it from other people.
Well, yeah,
so I feel like people who know us really well and see us frequently are like, no, you don't look that much alike. But
you know, it's weird. I was just going to say the exact opposite because people I rarely ever see tell me I look a lot like Nick, but people that, you know, like, you know, family and stuff like that, like they say, like, you know, Nick have resemblance. Yeah. But you guys don't look alike, but everyone like people who know my brother, who I don't know of, they're like, are you Nick Sturba's brother? I'm like, oh, it kind of depends on what he did to you. He's like, no, you guys just look alike. And I was like, I don't see that. Like there's, like, in no way. Like, I mean, our hair is completely different. He has more of a thicker, like, shaved down head. I have, you know, more of a, or not thicker. But his is more like, I don't know.
What's square.
It? No, like, what the hell is it? It's shitty, but, you know, in a nicer way. I guess his is thicker, but more like together, where mine is thick, but it's more like wavier and stuff. You know, like I could take my hands, like if I take my hands and run it through my hair,
yeah,
I could run my hands through my hair. where like if Nick tried to do it, it'd be like running it like across like a sponge kind of thing. Like there's there's no like, yeah. But I mean, also Nick doesn't have his, I don't think Nick ever really had long hair. He always kept it like really short.
Yeah, he's got like a high and tight.
Yeah, and our beards and like our facial hair are never the same. Like sometimes he'll do like a handlebar or he'll do like a full beard, but it's like grown out. Nick could grow a better beard than me. I don't know what's with my hair, my beard follicles, but it only grows to a certain point and then stops. But it is what it is. I prefer to be shorter anyways. I really actually was thinking like I could probably go a little bit more short on this, but I think where it's at is fine. I was referred to as Al Borland at work, and I was like, I'll take that. I'm fine with that. Al Borland is solid. No, but I don't think you resemble, you know, Carl whatsoever. You know, and it's weird too because like when I first met the kin of Carl, the siblings of Carl, everybody always, and I don't know. I think I had to have asked, but everyone kept saying, it's like, oh yeah, no, Carl and Kirk look so similar. Carl and Kirk, you know, they resemble each other so much. I disagree. I think Carl and Paul look more alike than Carl and Kirk.
Interesting.
Yeah. Am I the only one who thinks that?
I don't know.
What do you
think? I feel like I haven't heard that before, but...
You don't think that your dad and Paul look alike?
I think we all look alike to some extent, but we all have like different things that I hone in on that are the differences. So like I think Paul has a much more prominent like brow ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And even without the facial, like facial hair aside, right? Because Paul looks like a mountain dwarf now.
What the fuck?
Have you seen him lately?
No. Last time I saw him was at his daughter's wedding. What the fuck? Was that chaotic good?
I don't know. Well, yeah, even at his daughter's wedding. I mean, I think he's grown his beard out longer than that since then.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, like, when I imagine the uncles.
Yeah.
Because nothing against Candy, but she's not part of this conversation. Candy looks nothing like any of them. But, like, when I imagine the uncles, they're all... I go back to 2005 when we did the White Elephant. I think it was 2005. It could have been 2004. Yeah. It was one of those. Whenever, what the hell? I got my license at 16, so I turned 15. So yeah, 2005. No, 2004. I go back to 2004 when I first met everybody. Yeah. And at that time, Carl had his goatee thing with like the chin strap thing going.
Yep.
Paul had a goatee. Kirk, I don't think ever had a beard for the longest time. I think now he kind of has one.
Oh, does he?
I know I've seen him with it from time to time. I haven't seen him in a very long time, but I know at that time he didn't have a beard. And I don't think Wayne ever has. I don't know.
No. I feel like Wayne and Kirk, I've almost never seen with facial hair.
Yeah, I could have sworn I saw Kirk at one point with like a, like maybe something like this, but a little bit thinner. But like,
yeah, possible. I can't. Yeah.
When I first walked in, I think Carl was the first person to say, like, oh yeah, you know, like, because I wanted to go in there with a good impression. So I'm like, you gotta tell me the names of your brothers and stuff because I want to know. And he's like, Wayne, Kirk, Paul. I'm like, okay, it's three of them. Simple. I got this. You know, whatever. And then there's Candy, and then Candy's husband, Kevin. And I'm like, well, slow the fuck down here, bud. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I met everybody. I said hi to everybody. And, you know, everyone started talking about, you know, like similarities. And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, Carl and Kirk look identical. It's like, no, I 100% disagree. I think Carl and Paul look 100% alike. I think Kirk, if anything, was a little bit similar to Wayne. But I know that each of these guys have, like, these weird-ass age differences. And I think the one thing I noticed, and I guess, because Carl, because the age between Carl and like Kirk is pretty big, isn't it? It's like 6 years.
I don't think it's that big, but it could be because Candy's in between them.
Haven't done this in a while.
Hello.
Hey, real quick, before you say anything, I want you to know I'm recording a podcast right now, so what we're going to say is going to be on it.
Okay.
All right. Joey's also here with me. He can hear you, but you won't be able to hear him because it's in the headphones, but he said hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're talking about your siblings. Give me the age difference between all of you.
Well, me and Wayne is 5 years. Me and Kirk is 4 years. Me and Candy is 2 years. Me and Paul is 10 years, 6 months, 5 days.
Okay. Because we were talking about, we first started talking about like hairlines and graying and receding and all that stuff. And then we started talking about facial hair. And then we started talking about similarities in siblings and stuff. And we were talking about how when I first met all you guys, everyone kept telling me you and Kirk had a very similar look, and I disagreed. I think you and Paul look more similar. And I'm pretty sure I'm the only person on that boat, and I don't know why.
Because at the time that you met us, Paul and I did look a lot alike. But since then, if you look at Paul, he has zero hair on top of his head. Yeah. Kirk and I both still have pretty much a full head of hair. So how is his thinning at the top point in the back?
Yeah.
But I can't see that. Only people behind me can see that. I can't see from behind.
Well, I think that makes a lot more sense. I haven't seen, I don't know, was Kirk at Grace's wedding?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember seeing him there. So it's been a minute since I remember seeing Kirk. And I remember in 2004 when we went to the White Elephant thing, seeing Paul, it's like, okay, well, Paul looks like Carl. And obviously, you know, back then you were, what, 38, 40, how old were you?
I'm 60 now, and your mom and I will be together. We've been together for 20 years.
Yeah, so 40. Okay, so you were 40 then, which would have made Paul, what, 30? 29-ish, whatever? Yeah, which is weird to think. I'm 5 years older than Paul was the day I met him. Goofy. Looking at that point, yeah, when I looked at Paul, I was like, yeah, Paul had hair then. Paul had a similar facial hair set up to you. Said you had like the chin strap, and I think he was straight up goatee. But I've never noticed when people say that you and Kirk looked the same. I've never seen that, and I still don't see it to this day.
Here's how much Kirk and I look alike.
Yeah.
When Justin was about 2.5 to 3 years old, we were at my mom and dad's house in Oak Forest, and we put our hands out, and Justin went to Kirk. Then Kirk and I went in the other room, changed shirts, and came back out and put our hands out, and Justin came to me. So
I don't see. I don't.
You
see
can
it.
Fool a kid and his father's. Looks, there's got to be a very large similarity. However, that being said, there's actually a lot of similarity between Kirk, me, and Paul. It's just like if Kirk Paul still had hair, you'd probably see like three different versions. This is this person at this age, this is this age, this is this age.
Yeah, and Wayne doesn't look like any of you guys. He was the one that always kind of like stood out the most.
Yeah.
Well,
we always did.
Well, clearly, so
he was also the shortest.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know your parents until I was 14 years old. So, I don't even know if I've ever seen a picture of them at a young age. So, if you look at all your siblings, who do you guys relate to more? Like, you know, like appearance wise, like who do you look more like? You look more like what? Like your mom's side or your dad's side?
That's a good question. I would say Wayne looks more like my dad, and the rest of us look like my mom's side.
Okay. That makes more sense then. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. I was just wondering, well, we were talking about the age difference, and I thought you and Kirk were six, but you guys are only four.
Yeah.
Well, that's
there's literally 5 years difference between the first four kids.
Yeah.
And then there was Paul.
Yeah, that oops a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's all I need to know, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. We'll talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Joey says love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Cool. Oh, he sent me a picture.
A couple. From I think Sherry's wedding was the first one, and then Grace's wedding's the second. So Kirk did not have facial hair at.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask Carl if I could have sworn Kirk has that facial hair at one point. Yeah, see, goatees. You guys are like, even Kevin, you're all goatee guys, which is solid. Yeah, I don't see it in Wayne and Carl either. I don't. Or no, I'm sorry, not Wayne, Kirk. I don't see it in Kirk and Carl looking similar. You know what? If this was Sherry's wedding, no, it's not Sherry's wedding. Is that Sherry's wedding?
The first one was, I think.
That is Sherry's wedding, yeah. Okay, I could kind of see it in their smile a little bit. Yeah. Grace's, not really so much, but I think it's because at this point, Kirk kind of slimmed down a little bit and Carl thickened up. So I think it's like the jowls really give it away, but okay, that makes more sense. We did not get to, actually, no, we got time. We got 30, it's only 35 minutes. We got time. Okay. There's a few things I definitely wanted to get through, and we're not going to get through all of them, but I do want to get through the most important one. We're going to bring back my Corona.
All right.
Well, but we're going to bring it back in a fun way. Okay.
Okay.
that's not, wait, it's not going to be this one. We can talk about that next week. That's fine with that. We can talk about that one next one. It's a. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, there are 15 new items in Taco Bell in 2024.
Woo.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the name of it. There's a brief description of it. And we're going to go with Corona Premier. I definitely want to try that. Corona, what the hell are they? Corona Light. Nah, I'll pass on that. Or Corona Extra. I'm intrigued, but who knows? You know, like, you know, something. Well, yeah, something there. You know, like, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the first one here real quick. I don't know, obviously, you know, maybe in descriptions they'll tell us. I didn't read any of this stuff, so we're going to be learning as we're going. I don't know when these are being released. I don't know where they're being released, you know, whatever, but at least they're here. Baja Blast Gelato. Taco Bell will be rolling out new treats to celebrate the Baja Blast 20th anniversary, including its first ever gelato. It has a classic Baja Blast tropical lime flavor and a bright teal hue that nearly matches the iconic drink, which Mountain Dew created for Taco Bell in 2004, which is the same time that we became family. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to 2004. I love the idea of a Baja Blast dessert. That's some dude's opinion. Who gives a shit? Okay, Baja Blast Gelato.
Extra.
Yeah.
Oh, give me. I want it so bad.
What is gelato? I know you've had gelato. I've never had it. Is it like a sherbet, a sorbet? I know it's not ice cream, but
what? So it is kind of like ice cream, but it usually has a lower fat content and a higher air content. So it's smoother, creamier. It's yeah, it's just delicious. I love gelato so much.
Gotcha. Okay. Sticking on the Baja Blast brand train, we're going with Baja Blast Twists. The Baja Blast Twists are another upcoming dessert inspired by Taco Bell's most famous drink. With a twist on the chain's long-beloved cinnamon twist, it swaps the spice for small blue flecks instead, and overall effect reminded this dude of fruity pebble cereal.
All right. Whatever the normal one, just regular Corona.
Extra?
Oh, it's one or the other. So oh, extra.
Well, no, there's Corona Light. Hold on a second. I'm going to figure out what the hell. Okay, let's do this. We do this every fucking time. I don't know why I can't keep this straight. Premier, yes. What's it? Premier, definitely want to try it. Light, I'll try it, but I don't think it really needs to happen. And extra doesn't need to be a thing at all.
Extra doesn't need to be a thing at all. Okay,
extra, so extra doesn't need to be a thing at all. Light is, I'm sure it's good, but it's not on my priority list to try. And then Premier is, I got to try that. We'll do it that way.
Perfect. So the gelato then is premiere.
Yes.
This would be light. This is just, light. I'll try it eventually, but I'm not champing at the bit for it.
Gotcha. Okay. Grilled cheese dipping taco with steak. Taco Bell blew me away with the original grilled cheese dipping taco released in August of 2023. It featured the chain's new slow braised shredded beef, which took 2 years to develop and was inspired by Birria, whatever.
Oh, Birria.
The beef is swapped for grilled chicken here in this new grilled chicken dipping taco, which also features sour cream and three cheese blend, and a crispy corn tortilla, which has more cheese melted on top.
I'll put that as an extra.
Did you try the original dipping taco?
I did, and it was delicious. But it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, if that makes any sense.
I got you. I did have it. I think it was okay. I can't remember. It was obviously, last year, but I don't know.
But I've heard all this good stuff about Birria. It's like, apparently there's a really good, Birria place in Benton County, where you can actually, you can just bring a thermos with you, and they'll fill that, for a couple bucks, they'll fill the thermos with the dipping juice, and you can just drink that all day, really? On, a cold winter day. This is something GCR has told me about. He's done that sometimes, and great way to save money and calories and stuff, and get some solid nutrients, because it's just broth.
Yeah, but no, that's true.
Well, it's like a goat soup it. Broth. Yeah, we'll beer, vlog or it. Beef soup broth. Whatever.
We'll definitely vlog. You know what? Have I been given my opinions on these?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, damn. I'll premiere the gelato. I'll extra the twist. I really don't care about them. And I think I'll just like this just because I've never been a big fan of their steak tacos to begin with. Their steak burritos, fuck yes. And, yeah, but when it comes to tacos, I'll do chicken or I'll do the beef. So I'll probably like that. Disha Hot Sauce, D-I-S-H-A, Hot Sauce. Taco Bell loves joining forces with different hot sauce companies, often to fantastic results. I still dream of the loaded truff nacho cheese I tried in October 2022. This time it's partnering with Disha Hot Sauce, a brand created by singer Omar Apollo, who shared a hot sauce recipe that has been passed down for generations in his family, according to the website. The hot sauce, which is getting its own sauce packet at Taco Bell, features roasted chili de arbol, tomatilla, jalapeno, habanero, onion, cilantro, and lime.
Boy, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that. I don't think it'll be my go-to sauce, but I'm going to at Premier.
I would say Premier. I would agree with that. I mean, I love cilantro. When I look at how I prefer to get tacos, not from Taco Bell, from an authentic Mexican restaurant or so that, it's corn tortilla, cilantro, onion, and lime. And the fact that this sauce has onion, cilantro, and lime in it, plus the heat of the habanero and jalapeno, sold.
Yeah.
Absolutely sold. Premier all the way. Tajin twists. Taco Bell is teaming up with Tajin, a Mexican spice mix, which I just had this on some cauliflower elotes that I made yesterday for dinner. Love Tajin. A Mexican spice mix featuring chili pepper, salt, and lime for three new items this year, including the Tajin twist. So basically, they're taking cinnamon twist, removing the cinnamon, putting Tajin on it.
Premier. Yeah. I got to try that.
I'm going to go back to extra. I don't care much for the cinnamon twist.
That's fair.
Baja Blast Pie. Taco Bell is keeping mum on the details of what actually is in the pie, at least for now, but this guy did get a slice of it and he really liked it. So I'm going to wrap your head around the combination of this light, zingy, and fruity flavor with a texture of dense-edged German chocolate pie. But the crust is delicious, the pie is silky, the whipped cream and lime zest on top give each of... So I guess it's just like a Baja cream pie.
Premier.
I'm going to go light just because it is kind of a weird thing. The picture just looks weird, too.
The weirdness is what puts it in Premier for me. It's so strange, I have to try it.
Cheez-It Crunchwrap Supreme. Only one item elicited more gasps from the audience than the Baja Blast Pie, the Cheez-It Crunchwrap. This new twist on the Taco Bell's most iconic creation was first tested in the summer of 2022 and featured real Cheez-It crackers. It's 16 times as big as the original. So I guess they're putting like a big-ass Cheez-It cracker inside there? Okay. I thought they were talking about the Crunchwrap being 16 times bigger.
For just a second, I thought that's what it was, too. And I was like, yes, please. I would like a 16X Crunchwrap.
It's stuffed inside your classic Crunchwrap Supreme, which features beef, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and nacho cheese. I also put jalapenos in mine, and it's fantastic.
Same.
All wrapped up in a folded flour tortilla. I'm a massive Cheez-It fan, and this, without a doubt, this item was most excited to try at Live Moss Live. So, a Cheez-It Crunchwrap.
Yes, please. Premier.
Premier, 100%. Tajin taco. Basically like a Doritos Locos taco, except the shell is going to be tajin flavored.
Oh, that's it? I'll go extra. Not extra, light. Whatever the middle one is.
Hold on a second. I guess I can read it. As part of the partnership with Tajin, Taco Bell was also released a Tajin taco. It features tajin seasoned taco shell, beef, lettuce, cheese, spicy ranch, and mango pico de gallo.
Oh, the mango pico might put me in premier.
Yeah. If it tastes as good as that pineapple mango hot sauce we tried, I'm on board. 100%. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but Taco Bell and Salt and Straw's Ice Cream Choco Tacos. Taco Bell is teaming up with Salt and Straw, a Portland-based ice cream company, to release its version of the discontinued Choco Taco. The ice cream chocolate taco features hand-pressed waffle cone and cinnamon ancho ice cream dipped. A-N-C-H-O. Is that Echo? Echo?
Ancho.
Ancho? Perfect. Dipped in chocolate and studded with toasted brown rice. The taco also comes with four sauces, chocolate chili, mango habanero, cinnamon wild berry, and cheesecake. And for those of you like looking at this picture, like it's not like the taco's like that big. So I'm not sure if it comes like in a pack of four or what have you, but as a former Choco Taco lover, I love that Taco Bell and Salt and Straw are tapping into millennial nostalgia with their new partnership. The ice cream Choco Taco is a crunchy and sweet delight that will satisfy any fan of the original. Opting for cinnamon ancho ice cream over plain vanilla keeps it fresh and innovative. It kind of sounds like horchata. And I love fucking horchata.
I love horchata.
I also love the cheesecake dipping sauce, which reminded me of the icing dips we used to get in the 90s era snacks, which I'm guessing is more like Dunkaroos. Premier all the way.
Yeah, premier. I have to, even without all that delicious description, we're responsible for bringing that back. So
yeah, that's us. 100%.
You know, that's totally us. We said bring it freaking back, and they did. Yep. So I gotta try it.
I think we did that to a lot of people because even like McDonald's is planning on bringing back snack wraps. That's also us. So speaking of horchata, Mexican chocolate and sweet vanilla churro chillers. After testing its new Churro Chiller drink in California in December, Churro Chiller drink. Say that five times fast. Ooh. I'm happy that Taco Bell is gearing up to release its nationally. I got to try the Mexican chocolate and sweet vanilla Churro Chiller, which have sweet vanilla cream, churro crumbles, and cold foam. The Churro Chillers are delicious milkshakes. They're playful and indulgent, and I love how the cold frothy foam mixes with the cream churro crumbles. The Mexican chocolate one, my favorite of the two, had just the right amount of sweetness, while the sweet vanilla one reminded me of a delightful vanilla bean ice cream.
Premier. I'm in.
Premier, too. Absolutely. It kind of reminds me of I think it was the Culver's S'more shake that had the crumble on the top. And yes. Then I think there was one more that was at Dunkin' Donuts.
So
I mean, I could easily remind myself of what it is just by going over to our YouTube channel, Freaknet Studios, and looking up the On the Go with Travesty and Joe episode. So, See that plug? I did that. Katina Crispy, Katina Chicken Crispy Taco. One of Taco Bell's reveal of the day was it announced of the upcoming Cantina Chicken menu, which will feature 5 new dishes: the Cantina Chicken Burrito, the Cantina Chicken Taco, the Cantina Chicken Quesadilla, and the Cantina Chicken Bowl, all of which will have a new avocado verde salsa. I got to try 3 of these 5 new Cantina Chicken menus, including the Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco. It features Taco Bell's new slow roasted chicken, a melted and toasted 3-cheese blend, jalapeno sauce, and a fresh white corn tortilla shell.
Yeah, all right. I'll premiere that. I wasn't going to. I was going to say light, right. But sounds really good.
Yeah, it was selling on the fact that it's going to be a little bit more than just chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on board. Crispy chicken nuggets. Taco Bell is hoping to kick off a new fast food war with the debut of its crispy chicken nuggets, which are made with all white chicken meat that has been marinated in spiced jalapeno buttermilk. The nuggets will be served alongside 2 dipping sauces, the Bell sauce and jalapeno honey mustard.
I'm going to say light, not because I don't want to try it, but because I don't think Taco Bell should have chicken nuggets.
I'm saying light just because I do want to try it to see what the jalapeno buttermilk is going to be like, as well as the dipping sauce. I'm sure the Bell sauce is just like the regular Taco Bell sauce, but it's the jalapeno honey mustard I'm curious on, because I've never had honey mustard in my life, so I don't know.
Really?
But yeah. Hmm. Yeah. In all my times having fast food nuggets with fast food dipping sauces, I've never had honey mustard or sweet and sour sauce. And I don't even know if sweet and sour sauce is a thing at McDonald's anymore.
I don't know if it is either.
I don't know.
I never get it.
Yeah. I've had this. I don't know if you had a chance to try it yet, but the cheesy chicken crispinata.
I haven't had a chance to taste it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It does look delicious.
The cheesy chicken crispinata is Taco Bell's new twist on an empanada and the first of 2 Taco Bell 2024 lineups that they debut on a national menu. It features a mix of white and dark chicken meat, which has been slow cooked and marinated with garlic, tomato, and onion. The crispinata also features 3 cheese blend of cheddar, mozzarella, and pepper jack, as well as a shell made of phyllo dough. Phyllo dough.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Well, thanks, man. I've had it. It's delicious, so I do love it.
All right. With your endorsement, I'll make it premiere. I was going to say light just because I want to try it. I think it'll be delicious. I think that it will make me need a bathroom instantly.
Yeah. The only downfall negative to it is that as I'm biting into it, I really miss the apple empanada. That's what I miss the most about it. Cantina Chicken Soft Taco, which I think we kind of talked about already, but the Cantina Soft Taco, which features slow roasted chicken, purple cabbage, lettuce, cheddar cheese, pico de gallo, and avocado ranch sauce, surprised me in the best way. So it's kind of similar to what we were talking about earlier, but it looks like this does have like a red cabbage topping.
Premier. I love red cabbage.
Premier. I would love to give it a shot, yeah. And then finally, last one is the Cantina Chicken Burrito. If you're familiar with Taco Bell coverage, you already know I think the chain's burritos are excellent. The grilled cheese burrito is, in my humble opinion, the best item on the Taco Bell menu. The double stuffed XL burritos were the best. And I don't know if they have those. And I love those because they also kind of throw them on their little griller thing. Those were the best.
Mm-hmm.
I was also a huge fan of the Fiesta Veggie Burrito, and Chipotle Ranch Grilled Chicken Burrito, which actually those were really good, and they're like really, they're really priced to sell. I was extremely bummed. Fiesta
Burrito is really good too.
I never had it, so I guess I can't judge it. But okay, I need meat.
It was nice to give my wife something to eat from Taco Bell that wasn't a quesadilla.
That's true. I was extremely bummed when both got discontinued in favor of a new Craving Value menu, but Taco Bell has eased my pain with the debut of the Cantina Chicken Burrito. In addition to the new Oven Roasted Chicken Burrito featuring purple cabbage, lettuce, cheddar cheese, pico de gallo, avocado ranch, and chipotle wrapped in flour tortilla. As with the soft taco, the Cantina Chicken Burrito tastes delightful, fresh, and crisp. I love that the tortillas is grilled, adding some crisp contrast to the soft and sauced up chicken in the middle, and they already know that I think about the delicious new chicken. So,
all right. That's premier.
It does sound really good. I really want to try this chicken, if anything. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the description of it, it's hard to beat. It's really well done.
Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to talk about, there were a bunch of things I wanted to get through today that we didn't, but next week, we're going to talk about Wendy's adjusting their prices based on the time of day, and how a woman bought 3 Subway sandwiches for $1,000.
All right.
Yeah. Also, you could save an astronaut. We'll talk about that again next week as well. In the meantime, Joe, what are you freaking thinking about?
Gosh, what am I freaking thinking about? I'm free.
I feel like we both talked about our freaking thinking. I'm guessing yours is going to be One Piece, and mine's going to be keto. So
for sure. Yeah, it's so nice to be caught up with it so that I only have to watch it once a week. It'll be nice to be back to a regular schedule of stuff. So.
Yeah. What do you do you start up another show now that you end one, or what do you do?
I wait until something sounds really good and I want to watch it. Like, I don't seek it out. I wait for it to find me, so to speak.
Gotcha. Okay. As I mentioned, I guess my freaking thinking is mostly my keto is getting back on track and doing everything the right way. I've been over the last few days, I've been pretty much just having like breakfast. I have like eggs, cheese, mayo, and stuff like that, just because of getting the fats and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been putting the Elijah sauce on them though, and it was weird because Wednesday I made 3 over easy eggs. I melted some American cheese on top of it, put some mayo over it, and then splashed the Elijah hot sauce on it. And I made it Tuesday night for Wednesday morning. So when I went to work, I microwaved to heat it up so I could eat it and everything. Let me tell you, I've never smelled anything as close to Buffalo Wild Wings as I did that. It was absolutely delicious. The following day, I did a 3-egg omelet. Basically, I made the exact same thing. Instead of doing over easy eggs, I did an omelet. And I put this, I forgot. It's called like aviator hot sauce or whatever. It's good, but I did kind of put a splash of the Extreme Regret Reserve on there, and even just a little bit splash, it brought me back to that terrible day. It's delicious. I'm not gonna say I would never say anything bad about Elijah hot sauce, because every single one we tried was fantastic in their own way. And the beautiful part about the Regret Reserve is, you could eat it, you could burn the fuck out of your mouth on it, but within like 8 to 10 minutes, it's completely gone.
Yep.
And it's beyond flavorful. Like I said, like there are things like Da Bomb hot sauce that are there for a novelty to burn the fuck out of you, and it sticks with you all day.
And tastes horrible.
Yeah. But when you get Elijah hot sauce, like I said, like the flavor was there, everything was delicious. You felt miserable as it burned your mouth, but it did not stick around. Like, I would dare even say maybe after 6 minutes it went away. And that is even after we tried every single thing up to that point. So we tried like their 3 hottest hot sauces on top of 2 additional hot sauces on top of 2 barbecue sauces. So it's like, it just tells you like how much pride and how much work goes into these hot sauces. The fact that you could try them all and be miserable by burning your mouth with them, but it's not going to last that much longer. Have you been using the Elijah sauces at all?
I couldn't tell you which one. I just grab randomly and put it on my food.
I'm running low on the mango habanero one, and I'm running low on the ghost pepper one. The Regret Reserve I don't use that much, just because it's really good, and obviously you don't need a whole lot of it to show.
Yeah, a little dab will do you.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I'm gonna look at maybe making some keto chili, And if I do, I may put a couple drops of that in there and everything, just because I love heat. And I love the fact that spice is thermogenetic and it can heat up my body core and help burn fat. So, yeah. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Every week, our listeners can catch Cartoon Joe here on This Freaking Show. But if an hour of Cartoon Joe just isn't enough for our listeners, where can they go?
If you need more Cartoon Joe, you can find me over at the Geekcast Live podcast at violentpress.com. You can also find us on Facebook, iTunes, Spotify, and Twitter by searching Geekcast Live.
Perfect. Guys, make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X, just by searching This Freaking Show. Make sure you follow us on any audio platform that you listen to podcasts at, whether it be iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, just by searching This Freaking Show. Make sure you do subscribe. Make sure you rate and review us where they ask you to. And obviously, you can check out the video release of our podcast over on the Freaknet Studios YouTube channel. The audio and video don't come out at the same time just because, you know, we are a small little thing here, so we handle the editing and stuff ourselves. So the video may come out a few days after and all that stuff. But if you subscribe to Freaknet Studios over on YouTube, you hit that notification bell, it'll tell you exactly when the video is up and ready, and you can watch us put our show together or listen to it on your car rides. But don't watch it on your car rides. That's just nutty.
Word.
Yeah. Also, guys, remind, we are now in March, which means at the end of this month, there's a new podcast coming out. That's right, Joe. We're in the month that the new show's coming out.
That's true.
Which means we got to figure out what we're doing and what we're calling it. So we're on top of everything. We're fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Joe, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that we need to mention?
No, I don't think so.
Perfect. Guys, that's all I got. As always, I am Travesty.
And I'm Cartoon Joe.
And thank you for listening to another episode of This Freaking Show. I'm out.